This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. And a few phone lines available as well if you want to jump on hold and ask us a question. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes. We're going to start with Andy, who's in Atlanta. Hello, Andy.
What's up, Andy Rand? What's up? What's going on, Andy? Randy? Hey. Randy, you talking earlier about, you know, your bathroom story over the porta potties. Man, I drive a truck, man, and I had to go so bad. I was kind of in Palmetto, so I knew where this can was. Mm-hmm. And so when I got there, you couldn't even close the lid on the thing.
Ooh.
Man, dude. I had to go, bro. I kind of had to take off my clothes, climb up top, and let her rip.
You doing like a catcher squat?
Freaking disgusting.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. That's what I'm saying. That these music festivals, stuff like that, like they just don't the whole weekend. Right. Like at least clean them every day.
Was there a question there, Andy?
Mm-mm.
I just wanted to share that story.
Oh man,
just wanted Atlanta to know that. That's wild, though, to think, like, you probably do have to do that in some jobs. It's like you got to keep a mental map of where bathrooms are.
Yeah.
Because you might be out and about, you know? Abe maybe does this. When I would go on, like, real long runs, I would always try to make sure along the route there's bathrooms.
Because
you never know.
Right.
Like, the worst thing is you get 4 or 5 miles into a long run and the guts start bubbling.
Bubbling up on you.
I had to go. One time I was doing a long run in Boston and I had to beg a convenience store owner.
Please?
I was like, dude, I got two options. One of them is you just let me use the bathroom.
Right.
I know you have one. I know it's not for customers. I'll buy anything you want. Or I walk around back.
Your choice.
Nature calls.
Nature calls. Nature would have had your ass
he was
in the
nice.
Clink.
He let me.
Okay. Well, you would have had your ass up in the clink.
Nah, you get arrested for pooping behind a building?
I would think so, Andy.
They got to catch you.
I would think so, Andy. Yeah. I would think that they would put you
what
in the clink.
What law does that break? You show me that law.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would put you in the clink.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hello, Mo.
Hey, so look, I think one thing I've learned from listening to y'all show, no grown person can get another grown person in trouble, but y'all almost got me in trouble, man.
No. We didn't almost do nothing, Mo.
Okay.
We didn't almost do nothing, Mo.
And I knew you were going to say this,
man. We didn't almost do nothing, Mo.
A lot of trouble lately. What happened?
Look, when I told y'all wifey wasn't feeling good, y'all didn't tell her to get better. So when she listened to it, she said, well, when you say you don't feel good, or other people call in and say they fellas don't feel good, they always tell them to feel better. Why they tell me? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, but I know what Randy would say right now. Another grown person can't get me in trouble, so that's not my fault.
Is she feeling better?
Is she feeling better?
She is definitely feeling better.
That's good. That's good.
Even without our help.
Mo's lady, we're glad you feel better.
We are happy, and we did intend to say it. Sometimes you get sidetracked, you know what I mean?
Yes, it happens a lot here.
I do have a question today.
Okay.
And I talked to Mo about this over the weekend on a message.
All right.
So if you give a little boy a curfew for prom, mm-hmm. and he don't get your daughter home on time, is it your daughter's fault or is it little boy's fault? And I know y'all dad, y'all girls dad, so I wanted to ask y'all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mo.
It's his damn fault.
Right.
Yeah, it's his damn fault.
But I can't punish him.
Oh, no. I can punish him.
Well, sure. But, she's going to be in trouble, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not letting her off
there's
the hook.
There's going to be a consequence in the house. But, I don't know. I can't ground him.
I can't ground him. But
it's not my responsibility.
You can't see my daughter no more.
Sure, yeah.
How about that?
Totally.
But I'm just saying, having a 18-year-old daughter, that is the trickiest thing. Because these little girls, they were, daddy, now why I love him. I don't give a damn what you do. That boy's head, I told his ass to be here on time. You can't see him. But then what you going to do? You going to lock her in a room?
Right.
You know what I mean?
She's also going to see him at school.
She's going to see him at school.
That's probably where she met him.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to be careful. Be careful with daughters dealing or always and try to instill in them how we are. I'm talking as boys. How we are. You got to educate your daughters, man.
Got to be honest about it.
Your mom and daughters, your relationship is your relationship. It is beautiful. Fathers, you got to educate your daughters, man.
Yeah.
Especially about these little... Ooh, I'm upset. Because
a lot of things have changed.
Especially these little dudes.
Especially these dudes, though.
Yeah, man.
But she's going to, if the curfew was what even is a curfew these days? Like, what's the right time? What do you even say? Our prom didn't even end until midnight.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's different for everybody. Like, curfew, it's not necessarily, I have a curfew with my kids. They come home when they're supposed to.
Right.
They ain't coming in at all.
It's got to be easier a little bit now, too, though, because you can communicate a little bit.
Yeah.
Back then, it was kind of like, all right, we're going to prom.
Yep.
It's over at midnight. I'm going to go to Denny's after, and then I'll come home. I don't know. I don't remember even really having a curfew.
I didn't do nothing to have a curfew. I didn't do enough. I didn't do enough in my lifetime to have a curfew, because I never stayed out late.
Yeah. We would do stuff, but it was we'd just be at friends' houses.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody be at the house.
Yeah.
Or we'd camp out. We camp out on base. We find a place, uh-huh. like a big open field, and we camp out there.
I think my one of the things my mom did, I don't know, worked for me, probably wouldn't work for everybody. It's kind of like stuff like that didn't start happening until it had to. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like harsh rules didn't take place until I basically showed that I was irresponsible.
Yes.
So as long as I was being responsible and I was taking care of stuff,
no,
she was like, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
do whatever you want, but like within reason.
Yeah.
And I pretty much was, solid. All right, DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Man, look, I'm married. Y'all are married. We love our wives to death. But I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
Who was y'all's like 90s crush from, back in the day when you was younger and you was like, man, I can't wait to grow up and marry this girl. I'm just curious. Topanga's mine, but I love my wife. I know y'all love y'all's wife, but I'm just curious.
Topanga from Boy Meets World.
I mean, a lot of people love Topanga.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I told you. The 90s, I was a little bit older, and so I could have inappropriate thoughts. Like when I was young, I had a crush on Claire Huff.
Yeah, it was just an innocent crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that damn 6 from Blossom.
Yeah. I know you've said that.
What?
That's kind of an off. That's probably an uncommon one.
Yeah, 6 and Blossom was thick like a honey and grits mixed together. Yes, she was.
She was kind of annoying though.
I don't. What that got to do with anything? She was fine as hell. And then Lisa Turtle up under that damn dress she used to wear.
Yeah,
just check it out.
Lisa.
You can put a solo cup on the back of it.
I was all three in Saved by the Bell. I liked all of them.
Yeah.
And then when he worked at the beach club too, the lady that worked there, was the lady from King of Queens.
Oh yeah,
the
Tia Leone.
Yeah. Is that her name? Something like that.
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini. Yeah.
Some kind of Italian
Tia
name.
Tia Leone. Someone different.
Yes, sir.
Also in the early seasons, season there was Tori.
When Tori got. When old girl though when she started like growing into herself
yeah.
and like Yeah.
So yeah. All of those.
Yeah. All of those
are really good ones.
All of those.
Didn't Blossom briefly become the host of Jeopardy?
I don't know.
Pretty like.
Oh, she?
My buddy was on Jeopardy a couple years ago, and she was hosting it, and I was like, "This sucks." Now that they chose the other guy, Ken Jennings, I think, who won it a million times. But yeah, I only watched it the once because my friend was on it. He came in second.
You ever want to wow
so close?
You ever in your life want to wow your kids? All right, and it happened like last week. We were sitting in the living room, and Jeopardy was on, and I got like six of them.
Yeah.
Dog, yeah.
What's your?
I was very impressed, and they weren't all.
The
and it wasn't all sports.
Yeah, but like, what's the category that you're doing good at?
It was wars.
Oh yeah.
It was Oh my god.
Yeah, you watch a lot of documentaries.
It was a couple other things. But yeah, I got like six right. They were like, "Damn, Dad." I was like, "Yeah, you know how I do." You know how I do. And then, but after they give the answer, oh yeah, yeah, that was it right there. Yeah, like I really do with that answer though. They know what the hell they were talking about.
Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Man, I'm just sitting here listening. Appreciate all the education. I'm
thank you.
A girl dad myself. Got a twin girls about to turn two, so I'm looking forward to the help coming.
Yeah, man.
You're looking forward to fighting, AJ. He sound like he was waiting for some little boy to act up. Just wait.
So, yeah, that'll happen. Yeah. But what you're about to experience with two girls is going to be pretty interesting also.
I mean, that wasn't where I was going with my question today, but that's just, you know, that was kind of the topic. But So my question today is you know, Memorial Day coming up. Let's get a top three barbecue items for Memorial Day.
Okay.
Memorial Day at my house is definitely a like rib fest. Ribs on top of ribs. That's one of the main staples.
I haven't done ribs in a long time.
It's been a while. And I'm looking at this new smoker thing. Remember when I had where like the inside, like the barrel smoker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of that one. But there's a new one they got, Andy. And it's so damn cool. But it's one of them things where you gotta sneak purchase it.
Why?
Because she be tripping.
Well, you do
this.
Have nine.
I'm down to four.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm down to four grills. Yeah. All right. And being Black Betty. But you know, Black Betty only comes out for special occasions.
She was out.
Yeah, Black Betty. Black Betty was out a couple weekends ago. But,
so yeah, you just talked me into ribs. Yeah, so we're doing ribs that weekend for sure.
Yeah, there's nothing. No ribs.
My wife makes great potato salad, so she'll probably make some potato salad for that if we're cooking out. And then I don't know, watermelon.
Oh man, it's been a long time since I had some good old.
God, watermelon's good.
The hotter it is, the better it is.
She bought pre-sliced thing of watermelon yesterday, which. I don't know. I kind of like to slice it. But then if you don't have to do the task of slicing it, that's fine.
Yes.
But we just,
I like cutting
she opened it, and then the four of us ate it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was going to be the side.
Yes.
We were going to eat it along with our tacos last night.
Oh,
no,
man.
That was the appetizer.
Tacos were amazing last night. Just unbelievable. It did a different, like a taco bar box. We had taco salad. We had the soft shell. I did go pick up the hard shells. Nobody ate them.
Oh, I ate a hard shell.
But yeah,
we had
the soft shells. We had taco salad last night.
That's great.
It's great.
That's great. All right. Cody is on 285. What's up, Cody?
What's up, y'all? Hey, so last week, y'all, everybody was doing the top Outkast songs, and it broke my heart that no one brought up Spodey Odie, Dopealicious.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great
love
song.
It. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. So that's a good one. But anyways, I was calling to ask, Randy, I appreciate you never overhyping the offseason for our Falcons. because it gets a little crazy here on the station. I mean, even when Desmond Ridder was our quarterback, man, when everybody was going crazy. But anyways... What is y'all's win totals for the Falcons this year?
Oh, Cody. So
Cody.
Early.
Cody.
So early.
Double digits.
Okay.
10.
Sign me up.
I'll
take 10
There's
right
no
now.
Reason.
Dude, come on, stop.
No reason.
But the thing about it is this. I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there.
You just did.
No. Double digits saying that you win 10. I said they should. Uh-huh. I'm not saying they are.
So that's not your prediction.
No,
of
that's
what
not our prediction. They should win at least 10 games. They should.
At least 10.
At least 10.
So that could be even more than 10.
They should win. Dog, Andy, there's, in my opinion, there's one top. I think the Eagles are the cream of the NFC now.
I think that's right.
But I think the Eagles, I think the Rams are good. I think the Washington Commanders are going to fall back.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think they're falling back. I think the Rams are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. 49ers?
Nope.
Lions?
Nope. Lions. The Lions. Thank you. I think that the
Packers?
The NFC North is the one you're going to have to fight through. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to, the Packers are going to be there. The Bears are going to be there. I'm sorry, the Lions are going to be there. And the Vikings are going to be there. And I think the Bears are going to be better. But there's no way they shouldn't win 10 games this year. There's no way. No way they should win 10. That's it.
They'll find a way.
Don't do that, see?
I know. Now I'm doing the other thing.
Yeah.
Because I was optimistic.
They should win 10.
And then you took that position, and I was like, hang on a second.
Yeah,
we can't both do it.
No, because
it's not even summer yet.
Because it's like I have an easier landing than you, especially that damn Mike Bell. My landing is easier after a Falcons thing because I'm like, you kind of expect it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Now, this year is going to be different.
Of course. That's what I said. Like, and the thing about it is, we spend more time with each other, damn near with our wives and kids.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time with each other.
We do.
And the fact is that I'm going to have to look in your face because Michael Pence is going to have a 3-interception game.
Are you right about that? He is.
And you come in here and say.
And somehow they're all going to be Drake London's
fault.
Somebody
else's fault. I'm just going to sit here like.
I'm not really going to do that. But I have, yeah, I mean, it's going to be much more. Emotional investment than there ever has been.
I love it.
Because it's not only him. They got Braylon Trice coming back. Kevin King's over there. Caleb McGarry. Who knows? Maybe they'll pick up another Husky in the offseason. They got Jimmy Lake out of here just like the Huskies did, so I'm happy about that.
Come on, man.
Great. You got the Atlanta Huskies. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
2-9 the game.
Abe doesn't deal with heat well.
No.
Yeah.
Randy says, don't be looking like luggage.
Don't be looking like
wearing
luggage.
All that Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, head to toe.
Show up with confidence. Don't forget to strut.
Yes.
And you can't be a nasty ass freak unless the other person's into it.
Yep. In which case, fire away.
For me, it's all about spicy takes, but not about spicy food.
It's true. Food, mild. Takes, caliente. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.